Welcome, Associate Professor Tuli, specialist on aging and also medicine centers, and also the director of a clinical care pilot from University of New South Wales and Notre Dame to the SBS Radio Hmong program and everyone to the program. Let's take us through the new research that you have done during the Carers Week, that families still experience exhaustion from caring their own children as well as their elderly parents. So what is the new research finding?
The main issue that we've examined, because this was research commissioned by CarePilot, was looking at people who are in the sandwich generation, who have children at the same time as caring for their children or their parents. And the reason that that has become more of an issue over the last 10, 20 years is because the fact that people are living longer, that people are staying active and in their own homes till a later age. And as you get older, of course, there are a range of problems that occur, and so older people are more likely to be frail and needing assistance. And so the sandwich generation trying to care for people at both ends. And the research showed that almost a quarter of them, or one in five, the sandwich generation that are trying to do that, are actually not only finding it to be emotionally and physically exhausting, but it's actually having an adverse impact on their own lives, their ability to care for their children and their own health. I think that the needs of children are very, very prominent in the families' minds. As we showed in our survey, many of the people who are caring for older people feel that they're stretching their ability to care for their children. And I think that's a really bad thing. And so the sandwich generation is being caught in the middle. How do you decide, oh, I need more hours with my kids or more hours with my parents? And so it's a changing demographic trend which is going to impact more and more on the sandwich generation.
Yes, there are cares and service out there, but roughly 25% still don't trust the aged care system because of the recent incidents that happened in South Australia as well as Newcastle in New South Wales.
That's true. It's important to say that there are many very good aged care centres, but I think the most important point is to say that most of those people who need help to care for their parent actually care for them at home, and that's the most preferred option for older people, as well as those people who were asked questions in the survey, because obviously the option of staying home is a much better option than going into a residential facility. But you're right, the research showed that there were a very significant proportion of people in that situation who either don't trust or aren't entirely satisfied with the care that they're going to find themselves in residential care. That's really the emphasis of Carers Week, is that most of the care in Australia is actually provided to people at home by families for the older people. In fact, I was looking at some of the statistics that show that if somebody tried to cost and pay for the amount of care, informal care done by carers for their elderly parents, it would actually amount to something like $61 billion a year, which is just an extraordinary amount of money. And it just shows how extensive the care by families for their own parents. They don't get paid. No one's paying them. They just do it.
Is there any service, any care that can be provided by the care centre or by government agencies?
There are a range of services, and I think in my experience, I'm a geriatrician. I see people every day with these issues, and invariably when I'm seeing an older person, there's a family who's involved in trying to care and provide services and assistance. But many of the people, I'd say most of the people that I see, haven't tapped into or haven't even understood where the services are available. And it's very difficult for people to get their heads around the complexity of services out there. They should go to their GP. But GPs, general practitioners, doctors, don't necessarily know what the services are.
So what is your advice?
Well, my advice is that anyone who's caring for an older person needs to think about what they're doing and what services might be available, and also really think about where they're heading in the future, because as their parents get older and their needs increase, what are they going to do? Quit their jobs, find somebody else to care for them. So it's going to be really difficult now and into the future, so they need to start looking. There are a range of services available. There's the government has a thing called My Aged Care, which is providing information. But the best advice people can get is to get some professional advice, either from their own doctor or a specialist in aged care, a geriatrician, or there are a range of services like carepilot.com.au, which is a service that people can get on to actually explore what is available and look at what services might be applicable to them. The most important message is people need to think about what is the available services that are out there to help them, because if they keep on struggling on their own without support, it's more likely to fall down and break down.
Is there any alternative service besides the aged care or child care that the government or agencies might provide to them?
Well, the government has a thing called the Commonwealth Aged Care Package Program, and in fact, it's means tested, but they can provide up to $50,000 a year in services. But there are a range of other private services, and they range from nursing and household to food and even chores like lawn mowing and things like that. There are services available, but the most important thing is to know that they are out there and start looking and getting expert advice. It's on a website, myagecare.gov.au, which is the government service. It can be overwhelming because there's just such a breadth of services out there. And if you want professional guidance, you can go to a range of service providers.
How about $600 million pledged by the Turnbull government is going to create more space and more facilities in the aged care centre? Do you think that's part of the solution? Can it solve the problem? As New South Wales Premier Gladys Bill Jacqueline already said, that it is not the money, but it is the quality of care. Do you think that's by providing money to the centres, it can improve the quality of care?
I think obviously the more support and money you provide, that helps the system. But there needs to be a focus on what older people and their families really want, and what every single older people that I see, they all say, I would much rather live at home. And if I just ask anybody in the street, everybody wants to stay at home. The services and the money really should be going to provide help to people at home.
You also mentioned about health care or ageing package. Does it include what you have just mentioned?
The aged care packages that the government provides, first of all, they're means tested and they depend on what your needs are. In fact, when you ask for one of those packages through My Aged Care, the assessment team comes and assesses what your needs are. In fact, there's a whole range of gradings from 1 to 4. So, but again, even at the highest level of care, the package will only provide you for about 20, 25 hours a week. So if you divide that by 7, that's still only a couple of hours a day. So it comes back to the whole concept of carers week, and the fact is most of the care, particularly in people who require higher care, is actually provided by families. And they may need to consider what the alternatives are to supplement their care, to get more help and paying privately for some services while still using a package. But the best thing is people need to think about getting advice from their doctor or their specialist or aged care service providers, who can give them advice about what are the services they need and also what are the options. And I think that's the most important thing, because everyone I see, all the people I see and the families I see, they don't really know where to start. They need guidance. And I must say, health is really complicated. Getting care is really complicated. And if you just like anything else in the world, if you want to try and build a house and you want to do it on your own, well, good luck. But it's much better to get some good advice by people in the field who know what the business is, what the issues are.
You also mentioned about the caring hours. Is there any way that people can get paid or get subsidised or get help from the Austrian government?
Well, the best way to get paid is a package of care which provides pay for private people to come in and care. If people want to get paid, then it depends on, I think it's something that varies by state. I know in New South Wales there's a carer's allowance and there's a carer's payment. If you're providing care for a prominent amount of time during the week, you can actually get a carer's payment, which is a substantive thing. But again, it's means tested and you can't be doing a job at the same time.
During the carer's week, start from the 15th to the 21st October, what message do you want to send to Australian communities?
I think the main message is that, as I said before, most of the care for older people at home is actually provided by families and children and daughters. And with the ageing of the population, the sandwich generation is going to be increasingly stretched. And the message is, put your hand up, get help. Don't wait for things to get into a crisis and things to fall apart. Get help to support yourselves.
Is there any other matters that we haven't touched on?
I think one important message is that an older person who's struggling at home or needing care, the idea that we have in our heads that older people need to go into residential care facilities, I think we're well past that and people can stay at home. There are ways to help people stay at home, but you need to ask for good advice in order to achieve that. So again, don't get into that situation. Call for help. Get some good advice. Ask for government services. Ask your doctor. Ask for your geriatrician services. And if necessary, go to private service providers like we've talked about.
Thank you very much for your time. Associate Professor Tuli Rosenfields from University of New South Wales and Notre Dame.
My pleasure.